Ali Horgan defeat tonight. At half-time, wasn't much between the sides. It could have gone either way, but certainly the final quarter, Bowes were the better team.
Yeah. I think you summed it up there. First goal was always going to win it. In fairness, to our lads tonight, as compared maybe to the last 2 weeks, I thought we played well. I thought we were at it. I thought we certainly had huge energy. Very determined, very focused, and you know, it is a defeat and it's disappointing, but maybe not to the extent of last week where we didn't play well, or in Bray where we didn't, you know, in hindsight we didn't create a huge amount of chances. Tonight we did. Tonight, you know, we could easily have gone ahead. I think the first goal was going to decide it. Unfortunately, it went for Bowes and they kicked on from there. But as you say, until the first goal went in, it was probably a little bit too open in the second half for my liking. But I was quite happy with it on the basis that we were getting in at the other end, and Shane Supple had to make a couple of very, very good saves. No, Richard Bush made a couple of good saves at the other end, and not making out it was one-way traffic, absolutely not. It was very even, a very open second half, and unfortunately, you know, Jake Kelly nicked in at the back post to give them the lead, and after that we didn't recover, no.
And Jake Kelly came on as a sub, and he certainly made a difference.
Yeah, he made a difference, as did Owen Whelan, when Owen Whelan came on. Came on with about maybe another half an hour to go. The two good players, you know, I was glad they weren't on the team sheet, but they certainly added a little bit of quality to them. Owen Whelan, we found it difficult to close down in the second half. When he came on, he looked very fresh and had good legs about him, obviously, when he only came on for the last half an hour. And I think he made a big difference to Bowes going on to winning the game.
It's important that you don't get stuck in a rut. That's three defeats in a row. Coming up next, big rivals, Derry City. But in a way, the players certainly won't need motivation for that one.
Yeah. I mean, look, tonight's disappointing, as I said. I think last week was more disappointing on the basis that we didn't play well enough. We played beneath ourselves. I thought tonight, even though we lost 2-0 for 70 minutes, I thought we were good. You know, possibly if we played at that standard last week, we wouldn't have ended up with the defeat we had. But that's life. Look, it's a very difficult league. Coming in off three defeats, we haven't scored in three games, although tonight at least we created a lot of chances. But look, the Derry City game, you know, we're hoping will take a kind of a world of its own on the basis it's a derby game. You know, they've been excellent and have had a brilliant season and are up there for a reason. Look, if we play like we played in the last 20 minutes tonight, they'll walk all over us. If we played like we played last week against Wexford or in the first half 2 weeks or 3 weeks ago up in Bray, we won't have a chance. But if we play like we played here tonight for 70 minutes, we'll make it difficult. But they have serious quality in a lot of different areas on the pitch, and it'll take a big, big effort to get anything out of that.
And finally, any more injury concerns after tonight?
No, we're a little bit too soon to maybe look at the cost of that. But no obvious one to me at the moment. We have a few lads that have knocked some bruises and that. But no, last week we suffered a loss with Damien McNulty, and he'll be out for the next 2 months. Today we don't look like having any serious injury of that sort. But look, I hope I haven't got that wrong when I go back in the change room here now, Chris, like, you know.